First of all, we don't know the criteria that was used to include others and exclude others. And for us, it's very concerning that others are being excluded when we are speaking about an all-inclusive dialogue or mediated negotiation, where we seek to have everybody brought to the table to be able to speak on the issue. So excluding some groupings means that there's some discrimination that's happening, and those groupings will not have their issues addressed if we do go to the negotiation table.
Of course, one of the prominent groups is PUDEMO and also the Communist Party. The Eswatini government says that PUDEMO is a terrorist organization.
Well, PUDEMO was proscribed as a terrorist organization through the Suppression of Terrorism Act, which was amended because its definition of terrorism did not fit into the global definition, and because that act was seen as targeting certain groups. So we were of the view that the prescription would fall away because the definition under which they were prescribed is part of the amendments that took place. As far as we are concerned, members of PUDEMO are members of the society. They are people that we live with and people who have political aspirations, just like any other ordinary member of the society.
The fact that PUDEMO and the others were excluded, what does this mean in terms of the multi-stakeholders forum and its negotiations with the Troika?
So for us, we willingly engaged in the process, you know, in the spirit of it being one of the vehicles through which we would find a lasting solution. But I think now that it has been, observed that some groupings were excluded, it takes us back to the drawing board to question whether this will be as inclusive as we want to. It gives us a bit of a concern to the fact that should we go to the dialogue table, some of these groupings will be excluded, whereas we've got 5 points, you know, with regards to how we want to see the transition period. But then the first point is an all-inclusive, and if others are excluded, this already goes against the spirit of the first point and is concerning. And some people are viewing the whole SADC Troika process and losing confidence in that process to say, if they're excluding others, then we don't have confidence that, you know, to bring the lasting solution because some of the members of society will be excluded.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to talk with you.
Thank you very much.